The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stapmiller, with you on this 11th day of February 2019. Let's hear it. We made it through another weekend. I remember Steve Quayle when he was on Republic Radio International years ago. The guy wasn't quite sure if he finished his broadcast on Friday that the world would still be in place on Monday. And every Friday was the same thing. And Monday, he was surprised that we're still here. I think we're going to be here for a while. The status might be in question, but I think we're going to be here. I want to cover a lot of things today. And to start off with, issue of guns, I want to talk about that. Down in Hawaii, I don't know, I talked to Steve prior to this. Down in Hawaii, they had winds up to 191 mile an hour. Wow. 60-foot waves. Surfer's dream, but what if you get caught in 190 mile an hour wind when you're you're cresting a wave? Do you end up in Japan or southern coast California? I'm not quite sure. The gun confiscations, parents worrying about the flu shot. And folks, you're going to have to, this does not translate. You have to go to the website to see this one, republicbroadcasting.org. An amputee, Brian Coffage, or Colfage. Here is a triple amputee. His right arm is partially amputated, both legs gone, in a wheelchair at a TSA checkpoint, and the indignities they put this guy through. Yeah, I mean, literally, this guy looks like the $6 million man. He's got more mechanical parts on him than he has biological. At any rate, drum roll. Do we have a drum roll on that computer? Got to make this introduction right. You got it? Sure, you got it. There it is. And coming from the great state of the soon-to-be-dead Florida, Steve Elkins. Hello, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. You had that one coming.
You know, I'm rather fascinated by Florida. Here's a place that all the old white people used to get down there to retire, and sun in the... It's, you know, the sun down there, which I didn't think was a good idea anyhow. But evidently, if you're old and you're in the Keys, you can't use sunblock. They'd much rather have you die of skin cancer because they say that it's damaging the reefs. Well, I've been down to the Keys, and I've been diving in some of the best places in the world to go diving, and the Keys ain't one of them.
I agree.
This is the Gulf on the west side and the Atlantic side. To the east, and the Atlantic is anything but, shall we say, clear water. But sometimes the Gulf can be worse. But at any rate, Florida. What is the elevation? Do you know what the elevation of Florida is?
I can tell you where I am, about 186 feet above sea level.
That's a mighty big sandbar.
It is, actually.
Yeah. Well, and 186 feet.
Yes.
Okay, so those lakes you have around your house, are those freshwater?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, and then they must be at an elevated, they're not sea level.
No, they aren't. What's interesting is that the lakes around me are actually interconnected, and if you know the pattern, how to get there, you can actually get to the Atlantic Ocean, get over by Mayport, Florida, Jacksonville, and go out into the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, so that freshwater actually adjoins saltwater, the Atlantic?
It does.
So is it brackish water there, or is it still considered fresh?
I think closer to the Atlantic is brackish there, but it's not here.
Wow.
I can tell that, yeah.
Well, little thing that I didn't know about Florida, and who really cares?
No.
All right. Folks, we got a problem going on here. Steve? The Second Amendment to the Florida State Constitution, thou shalt not keep your hands off my gun. Federal Constitution, which would apply the Second Amendment to California, this is from the federal land, get your hands off my guns. But what we saw last year, and then accelerating into this year, we have cities that are going against the state and federal constitution on the Second Amendment issues, and I'll tell you exactly how they're doing this. They're acting as if the city councils, the town councils, is the corporate board, and it doesn't matter if they've got the votes to do it. They will finish off and abrogate and do away with the rights of others. Now, I don't know how they figure that this is going to stand, but this is a further indicator to me, Steve, that these incorporated or corporate cities have set up little mechanisms of which they think that they can, well, that's kind of like their own borough or fiefdom or whatever, and they figure they could set up their own rules that somehow that they're outside of the state constitution of which their city state or their city or township is in. And evidently, Second Amendment, the federal thou shalt not, evidently does not apply to these people. Now, this is how the red flag thing is going. This that state after state is hopping on board that one. And they're not going to be real happy about this when the people themselves catch on to this and the cops, you know, they get that phone call late at night. Maybe it's an angry spouse. Maybe marriage headed for the rocks, or I really do hate that mother-in-law, and the mother-in-law hates me. And you know what? I am going to screw with my daughter's husband. So I'm going to call the police and say he's got guns. I think he's violent. I think he's a threat. Cops show up saying, hey, we got a call. We got to come in. We got to get your guns. Yep. Now, Steve, do you think that this is going to continue once the people, they're supposed to be protected by Ye Olde Castle Doctrine, actually. That's kind of a takeoff of England. We have our Fourth Amendment. It spells out specifically due process, you know, how you go about going into somebody's home. You need to list the people and the things to be searched, and you've got to tell them what you're searching for. Now we have the no-knock search warrants. We have the knock-and-talk search warrant, well, which is really no search warrant at all by the mere virtue of the fact that a cop bangs on your door. It doesn't matter if it's 3 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You open up that door. That's an invitation for them to come walking into your place. I kid you not, folks. They're trying everything. It's almost, Steve, like a test of the cranial capacity and memory of people to see if they'll kowtow to the latest police state tactics.
You know, there's like a presumption of guilt automatically with this red flag law, mm-hmm. that you're guilty, and we'll take your weapons and your firearm, whatever, and we'll do a little check, but you have nothing at that point, and you'll have to prove your innocence. But you know, this reminds me of that that disgruntled that wife finds out her husband's cheating and puts a pistol in his suitcase, he goes to the airport and gets busted for that. But
I didn't hear about that one. But yeah, nice. Oh, yeah, but now you know what she can do. She can leave the house, put a panicked phone call into the police department going, my husband's gone nuts. He's threatened to kill me. He's got guns. He pointed a gun at me. Yep. Now, do you think, Steve, they're going to show up at that guy's house and,
yep,
hello, Mr. So-and-so, are you home? We need to speak to you for a moment. Or if a threat of bodily harm has allegedly been made, are they just going to send the polite people? Bring the dogs.
What about the woman who smacks herself in the face or gives herself a nice knuckle punch and then calls the police and said her husband just hit her?
Well, sure. Sure.
Yeah, there you go.
But
you're set up.
This time, if they figure there's violence there, they're dealing with somebody that's unbalanced or maybe on too many SSRIs, you know, whatever the case, they're not going to show up and politely knock. They'll probably show up with a SWAT team to go confiscate your firearms. Now, the cops keep reminding each other, you know, this whole thing is about safety, folks. They violate your constitutional rights. It's for your own good and your own safety. By the way, in the spook and kook world, you got anybody shows up, tells you, hey, you know, we're going to take you into custody. We're going to keep you safe. That just means they're going to kill you or ship you off someplace. So if you, and I doubt very many of you out there have CIA showing up around your house, but at any rate. Well, politicians claim they're not coming for your guns. Nah, we're not doing that. Over 1,700 citizens, Steve, last year have had their guns confiscated. And, well, this number is likely far higher, as many states don't even bother to report it. As politicians and anti-gun right activists continuously chant, we don't want to take your guns. They do that behind the scenes. In only 1 year, politicians have been working overtime to limit your right to bear arms. These laws are all a reaction to the tragic shooting in Parkland, Florida. And like most politicians always do, they're not letting this tragedy go to waste. Since the tragic shooting in Florida last February, the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence has recorded a whopping 55 new gun control measures in 26 states in just the first 6 months of the year. Now, some of these laws being passed are the red flag laws, which we just spoke about, which are used to disarm individuals who are reported as a threat by a family member or a friend. And many believe that these red flag laws are dangerous as they can prompt police action with little or no due process. Yeah, I'd say. As a recent report out of Fox 32 points out, 9 states have passed laws over the past year allowing police or household members to seek court orders requiring people deemed threatening to temporarily surrender their guns, bringing the total of 14. Now, several more states are likely to follow in the months ahead. To show how willing these states are to use these laws, an unprecedented 1,700 orders to seize guns were issued last year alone, likely resulting in the confiscations of thousands of guns. What's more, is the fact that these numbers are likely to be far greater because there's no requirement to report these numbers, and this data doesn't include California, who has recently implemented some of the most draconian gun laws in the country. Gosh, I was hoping I'd get by one day without mentioning California. We're still trying to broker it off to the Mexicans, but they can't come up with the 6 pesos per acre. Those who may be in favor of such laws consider the following. There's no way to stop an estranged spouse from calling police repeatedly and telling them their ex is threatening to cause harm to others. Anyone at any time now has the ability to claim someone else is a threat and to have police take their guns from them. Now, one does not need to delve into the multiple what-if scenarios to see what sort of ominous implications arise from such a practice. Luckily, some states have put in checks that require further investigation before police go in and take somebody's gun. Well, isn't that nice of them? You know, they're not going to totally violate your Second Amendment. We're just going to partially violate it. But don't worry. You know, there's a balance here. We can violate your Second Amendment rights, but we're really here to protect your, excuse us while we take your guns in the meantime. Now, although it's not perfect, an example of one of these red flag laws with a systems of check is in Illinois. Governor Bruce Rauner signed laws last year authorizing judges to take weapons away from people facing problems that make them dangerous to themselves or others. Now, Steve, as far as I know, you're in the medical field. Do these judges have to have any kind of medical license?
No.
Do they have to be a psychologist or a psychiatrist?
No. Nope.
Well, then how the hell do they know?
They don't.
Okay.
They don't.
Now, having said that, as I said, Bruce Rauner signed laws authorizing judges to take weapons away from people facing problems that make them dangerous to themselves or others. I don't know exactly how they come up with that, but however, the person making the claim has 14 days to produce clear and convincing evidence that the person in question is potentially dangerous and should have weapons taken from him or her for up to 6 months. Now, although the ostensible intention of these recent past laws is to stop future tragedy, it's important to point out that we're already laws on the books that should have stopped Nicholas Cruz from ever getting a gun, but none of them worked. Citing Cruz as a reason for advocating the erosion of the Second Amendment, the anti-gun activists are claiming he should have had his guns taken, which have prevented the tragedy. Now, sadly, however, they're ignoring the fact that he was accused of multiple felonies and should have never been able to purchase a gun in the first place. But law enforcement failed to act on any of it. Now, remember, folks, there was like a humpteen calls going into the local PD down there saying that this Cruz character, he was a freaking nut, but the cops couldn't or wouldn't do anything about it. Be that as it may. Also in California, the TFTP reported last month, taking somebody's guns always does not prevent that person from legally obtaining another firearm and using it to commit a murder. Now, there's a committed felon right there. Cops show up, take your guns. Okay, I'll show you. I'll just go get some more guns. At least, they're intent on doing this. In January, a tragedy unfolded in California as deranged gunman Kevin Douglas Limbaugh walked up to an innocent woman, Officer Natalie Corona, pulled out his gun, and began shooting her repeatedly until she died. Limbaugh then fired several more shots at others before turning the gun on himself and taking his own life. Now, I don't know why they just don't show up and shoot themselves. Wouldn't that be dramatic enough? Oh, if you shoot other people and kill them, you're not going to be around to be charged, go to jail, think about long sentences. I don't know. They take the easy way out. According to police, Limbaugh's guns were confiscated last year, likely related to red flag law. In September, Limbaugh was charged with a felony count of battery with serious bodily injury. The charge stemmed from Limbaugh punching a coworker. Is that serious bodily injury? I just thought that we used to call that a poke in the nose. That charge stemmed from Limbaugh punching a coworker, Gilbert Dwayne McCreath, while the two worked at the casino the night of September 20th, according to Sacramento Bee. There's a lot of stuff in here that's really not, but to be fair. After the charges, Limbaugh was given a high-risk assessment that determined the chance of him reoffending was low, but he was still ordered to turn in his registered weapons to police, one being a Bushmaster AR-15. So, I'm not going to... Folks, you want to read the rest of the story, knock yourself out, go to our website. But there are sheriffs, Steve. Are you ready for this? There are sheriffs in Washington State. Now, this blew me away. I didn't know that there were that many constitutionally minded sheriffs in Washington State of all places, which gives me greater hope. We'll cover that after this break. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. You're with us today on this 11th day, this Monday, this beautiful sunny day down here in Central Texas, along with Steve Elkins. Kidding about the sunny weather, 60 and rainy. And my petunias still haven't died off from last year. They're growing like mad little flowers in one of my flower pots outside. Figure that one out. Must be global warming.
Owners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Alrighty, we are back. I didn't know my pot was up. I thought I'd get you, but you had your back turned. Alrighty.
I had a question for you real quick.
Yep.
Okay. I find it kind of strange that they're not keeping better accurate records on the red flag. They only told you, 1,000, 1,700?
1,700.
You think they would keep better records? And my question to you is, why would they suppress the records?
I got a question for you. Why would they release the numbers of how many guns they've confiscated from people? Why would they do that?
Well, you think somebody would be asking about this red flag law. How successful is it in getting bad, weapons off the street from these bad people? So here's how successful we are. We've done this. And people would say, hey, that's great. It's great. But then they'd probably say, then why are things still so bad out there? Why are there still so many mass shootings? So maybe that's the backswing on it. I don't know. Just a question. Well, it's 1,700. I mean, that's a small number. It's got to be a lot higher than that.
I'm sure that it is. But, I mean, when you don't want people to know what the – okay. There would be a good reason for them to hide those numbers because they wouldn't want the impression out there that they're running roughshod over the Second Amendment and they're just going full tilt boogie with get your hands up in the air. We want your guns. Shut up. We have no due process. We got no warrants. We ain't got any reason except somebody made a phone call.
Yeah.
Okay. So, same reason why the government, bad PR. We don't show you any flag draped coffins of anybody coming back from the Middle East.
Okay, now question number two. How hard is it to get your firearm back?
Well, let me put it to you this way. In federal drug cases...
you don't get it back.
No, they take it before you're even charged or convicted.
Yeah.
You know, and
well, I'm just wondering if this is a confiscation deal. That they take it, they lay it on, sell it, or it goes back on the street again.
Oh, God knows. God knows what happens to them after they go into the hands of the police.
Right.
Now, every once in a while, you'll have some top cop out there claiming, and yeah, remember the gun confiscations of the firearms in Australia? We had multitude of pictures, and these guys are got the big diamond-cutting saws, and they're sawing the barrels off of rifles and shotguns and destroying guns. They had piles... piles and piles of guns they were destroying. But here in this country, you don't know what happens to the confiscated firearms. If they go into police property, drugs and guns are always pilfered out of there, along with cash or anything else. Mm-hmm. But what is odd here is the same thing we're talking about, the red flag, that without due process, somebody can make an accusation, a phone call, whatever the case may be, boom, they show up to take your guns. Well, with the federal government and drug cases... Or if you're traveling with large sums of cash, if you get pulled over in a routine traffic stop and they are able to escalate that as to, can we see inside your car? You don't have anything to hide, do you? Okay. Well, a lot of people will take this as an indicator that, oh, if they comply with the officer, he's going to show I'm really cooperative and we'll get this over with and he's going to really like me because I'm really complying. They don't necessarily see it that way. They're trying to build cases against you through this interview. Now, having said that, if they discover a large amount of cash that you have, doesn't matter why you have it, you might have been to the local casino, and you might have won a stash of cash. They don't care where it came from. We're going to take it now, and then we'll make you fight to get it back to prove that you didn't obtain this cash. See, now the burden proof is on you, the accusation of the state. You got this money. We want you to prove where this come from. Well, no, here's the deal. If you think I committed a crime, well, then charge me with a crime. But don't punish me up to that time that you're actually charging me by taking my stuff. Federal law does the same thing with drug cases. They don't care. The assumption is whatever you got, and I know it's hard for some people if you see your neighbor with a Maserati sitting in their driveway. The guy comes and goes at all hours, doesn't seem to really have a regular job. I get it. I understand that there are indicators. But still, in a country where the burden of proof is on the state to prove, to charge you with a crime, present sufficient evidence to put it in front of a grand jury, that's what it's supposed to be. In front of grand jury. Grand jury then indicates one way or the other, yeah, there's a case here. No, there isn't. We're not going to back this. Okay. But the point is that it's now you're guilty, probably, until you're vetted by us or you prove yourself to be innocent. And this is causing quite a lot of consternation. Now, I don't know if the badge ones out there realize how dangerous this might be for them. Because if people start getting the idea that a cop comes nosing around your house, he might be there to take your firearms, you know, that thing will make sure that at the end of your shift, you make it home safe. I don't know if that's going to be able to hold or not. You put the little, I call them the Keystone Corporate Coffer Cops. They're out there for policy, not necessarily enforcing constitutional law, folks. And to argue with one of these people, the badged ones with a weapon on them, you may be tasered, you may be given a stern talking to, or you just might pull out a gun, say, claim that you're reaching for a gun and just blow your damned head off. Let's take the break. Now get to this Washington thing where the sheriffs are going, you know what? That's a violation of the Constitution. We ain't doing it. Hooray for some of those sheriffs. They're on the correct side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, why do I have George Thorogood as bumper music?
I have no idea.
I asked the dude that's running the board. I'm sitting feet from him, and I don't know why.
Well, you know, I thought this would be a good thing, because you've got Big Bad John, right?
Oh, this was your idea? Don't screw with my show.
And then Bad to the Bone. It fits you, John. It just fits you so well.
Now, you know what you're setting up here, do you not? That Sunday I will come in here and I will play some of the crappiest bumper music on your show that you have ever heard.
You've never done that before. Never, ever.
I have not done it yet.
Did it once.
But George Thorogood is not my first choice for bumper music.
All right.
Hey, Mike.
Mike's going to play some George Michael
for
you.
Mike.
George Michael.
My show. Not Steve Elkins. My show. Ignore him and his suggestions. Okay, I want to get to the story. That's the second part of the guns are gone category. Washington State passed a gun control law in November of last year that raised the age of purchasing a rifle to 21. Created an enhanced background check, requires gun buyers to complete a firearm safety training course, and establish storage requirements. Ooh, see all the things that they tried to do before and people went, what? You want me to store a gun by your requirements and trigger locks and all that stuff? No. Well, a number of sheriffs around the state, including those from Spokane, hope I pronounce this right, Chelan, Stevens, Douglas, Benton, Adams, and Lewis counties have refused to enforce the law because, in their view, it violates the Second Amendment. In response, and this is the part of the story, you think it's insane to try to limit the firearm? Okay, here's the really insane part of this story. In response, threats to kill these sheriffs and all the Republicans were posted on Facebook. Now, folks, get the idiocy of this. People want firearms for self-protection. So the people that are against the guns are telling the sheriffs and elected representatives that, well, we're just going to shoot you. Well, what? This is the most insane thing. Now, a sheriff out there in Spokane County, his name is Ozzy Krencovich, said he refused to enforce Washington State's latest gun control law, 1-1639, according to the sheriff's office. A person called into Crime Stoppers to report a threat made on Facebook. Sheriff Nezovich is going to get a bullet in the skull, the post allegedly read. The caller also said that he'd shoot anyone who disagrees with 1-1639. Now, when investigators looked into the person's Facebook account, the user also commented on a news story about Grant County Sheriff Tom Jones refusing to enforce the new law. The person commented on a news story saying, "I'm going to kill every single one of them," referring to Republicans. Wow. Please, lefties, that most of you don't have guns, you wouldn't have a clue on how to use them, please pick up firearms and trying to shoot people. See, this goes under the Second Amendment as to why we have firearms, is to shoot and kill aggressors that are trying to shoot and kill us. Go ahead. Make my day. Spokane County detectives are currently investigating the threats. Any information that's found will be forwarded to the Joint Terrorism Task Force. Oh, boy. And various law enforcement agencies throughout the state. The ballot initiative has been controversial since it began collecting signatures. The Second Amendment Foundation challenged various aspects of the ballot measure, including the signature gathering process and whether or not it violated the Second Amendment. Well, what do you think? The initiative passed in November, and here's what it accomplished. Raise the age of someone that can purchase a rifle to the age of 21. I guess if you're 21 or under, Steve, that then makes you bulletproof. Nobody can hurt you. Sticks and stones and bullets won't hurt you. So, criminals, beware. You got to check the ID of somebody you want to shoot to see if they're over 21. Okay? Created an enhanced background check similar to what is used for handguns. Required a person to complete a firearm safety training course. Created a common stand for secure gun storage. National Rifle Association and the Second Amendment Foundation filed a joint suit challenging the legality and initiative once it passed. Now, here again, talking about state and federal constitutions, but the counties, the county boards, the city town councils, or whatever, the township councils, are saying, hey, our people, they want action taken on the Second Amendment thing, so we're going to move ahead with it. Now, Steve, I don't know of any way short of a lawsuit of stopping these people, but shouldn't there be a penalty for them screwing around with people's rights?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I didn't see in the article itself that it mentioned they identified the person on Facebook. No charges pending, nothing. That's a threat, and nothing was said about that. True? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can make threats like that, and nobody's to enforce that at all. Makes no sense.
All right, on line 11 I have on my screen, is this his name, anonymous caller? Oh, it's just an anonymous caller then. Anonymous caller.
This is anonymous.
How you doing?
We're watching you, Mr. Stattmiller. You've been declared an enemy of the state.
Thank you.
Compliment.
This wouldn't be an individual I had an exchange with, would it? A little email exchange in the last...
Yes, it would.
Well, goody gumdrop, how you doing?
All righty, freezing. We had snow this morning.
And if you don't know who we're talking about, this is actually Robert Steele. How you doing, Robert?
Robert feel.
Yeah.
Boy, I feel bad.
You do?
I mean, it's nice to be identified as Robert Steele, but that's not me.
Okay. Well, then
It's your friendly neighborhood IT guy.
Oh.
I thought the enemy of the state would have made a hint.
The enemy of the state. And that was too many days ago. See, something gets stuck in
it
your
was
head.
Friday.
Well, today is Monday. Something gets stuck in your head Friday. I have forgotten by Saturday afternoon.
Not you. You don't forget.
Huh?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Who's this guy I'm talking to? Yeah.
So how you doing down in Florida there? How's everything going? Is it warm?
It's nice. Beautiful day today. About 84 degrees today. Nice.
He's surrounded by little ponds that, harbor little gators. And, let's put it this way, Tom. He's up to his backside in alligators down there.
I am.
Yeah.
Down there, they think they're movable lawn objects. They gave up on the pink flamingos, and everybody has gators in their front yard now.
Do you know how many old people we lose a week from gators, John?
Well, they got it. I mean, my God, here's the ecology of the earth. They've got to eat something.
Well, I grew up in Margate, which is just north of Fort Lauderdale, and west of Pompano, right next to Coral Springs.
Yep.
When I lived there, Coral Springs was a dirt road and a billboard. It's coming soon. And we used to have alligators under our car because especially if you were out late and you came home, they'd crawl under your car because of the heat, and they'd sleep there at night. And if you had to always look under your car, because if you tried to get in your car, get your feet close, you'd get bit.
You know, I have seen videos of people that get the little gators from the pet stores, or they find one in the wild, and they raise it, and they think that it's hand raised and it's completely trustworthy. Now, there's a reason why gators, alligators, crocodiles, and especially over in Australia, the saltwater gators, those are actually... but these things, millions of... They really haven't changed in millions of years. They've become somewhat smaller. But people trying to domesticate... I mean, could you imagine? It's one thing, a little kitty that you have that gets a little excited or scared, it might scratch your face... What do you think a gator's going to do? You know, I mean, to remove the front of your skull along with the face. You know, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yep.
Well, at any rate, Mr. Anonymous, did you have something in particular here?
No, I just wanted to tease you about the Enemy of the State movie, that's all.
Okay, now, please explain to the listeners what we're talking about here, because we're having this conversation, and they don't have a damn clue as to what we're talking about.
Well, Friday, you were discussing, I don't know if it is your favorite movie or one of your favorite movies, Enemy of the State.
No, according to Steve Elkins, every time I mention a title of a movie, that becomes then my favorite movie. No, it's not my favorite movie, I just happen to mention it. But you brought up something, and I said that they could track and trace you. And you told me that, the technology that they show of the little transmitter that was in the heel of a shoe or sole of a shoe or in lapel of a jacket or whatever the case may be, that technology wasn't available when Enemy of the State was made. Is that correct?
That's correct, because I built all those things out of a piece of wire and a couple of copper discs. TV, props. Now, the cameras were real. You know, the smoke detectors and cameras and stuff, I built all those.
For them,
they were real and they worked.
Now, people don't understand. You weren't credited. You were involved in that movie, but you did not receive any credit. The guy that Gene Hackman and Will Smith, they walked into his Snoopit and Poopit shop, that was a real guy, and that's a guy that you knew back then, correct?
Yeah, that was my partner.
Okay.
And Steve Urich, and he is in the he's in the credits. He had, I think, two or three words, and that was about it. But we ran a company. It was we mainly did TSCM, which is technical surveillance countermeasures. We would go in and do sweeps for people who thought they were bugged. We even had a guy come to our office once who swore up and down that he swallowed a transmitter that somebody put in his orange juice, and we scanned him with every possible device that we could come up with, and absolutely nothing. But know what? Even after we told him there's nothing, he didn't believe us, and he said, "Oh, I'm bugged." You know.
The thing that gets me, Tom, is that you're saying that those wafer, and they were about the size, I guess you could say, of a quarter, and had wires hanging off of it, that those transmitters, that takes a lot of power to transmit a signal. But I got to thinking about this. When did we get the right size little transponders that all they have to do is ping it with a signal, and it pings back? When did we get those?
That's correct, but you have to be, those are called proximity devices, and you have to be within a few inches for those to work, you know, like a key fob. You know, you go into a building or a key card. You have to actually wave your card, either swipe it against the reader, or you have to be within a few inches. Now they've improved somewhat in the grocery stores that they put anti-theft devices in there.
So all the people that got their little kitties and little puppies shot up with these little devices for tracking and identifying. People, I think, had the false assumption that if you had your dog chipped, that if you lost your doggy, you could call a number, they could put out whatever they put out there, and then somehow they could track your little puppy or your little kitty down.
When you chip your animal, that's so that they can scan it. If it gets picked up and taken to the SPCA or something, they have a scanner, and they can scan the animal, and they usually put them, I think, right in their neck. And they can scan it with a scanner, and it'll pick up that chip, and then it'll read out, the information.
But that's a close proximity scan. In other words, they don't have a cell tower that they can ping, and then all of a sudden it shows up on a screen that, there's the animal in question we're looking for.
Well, unless they've come up with something new. Now, I know there is things that can operate off the heat, like of a person and an animal, that can power something like that. But, you're looking at 22,000 miles in space from that movie. You know, it's just the power that's required for that to happen to the battery power, the electricity to make something like that work. It's just, you can't fit it into something like that.
Okay, so
you see all these people.
So if I'm reading you correctly, Tom, you're saying that the little transponders, whatever, they don't have satellites powerful enough to ping it and have it ping back, right?
Right.
Okay.
Well, not that I know of. I mean, there could be, but at the time that movie was made, there wasn't anything. And when you track, if you put a tracker on somebody's car, they're usually maybe about twice. The smallest one I've ever seen is maybe twice the size of a box of matches. Remember the square boxes, the stick matches?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, but you need to either replace the battery every so often, or you have to wire it into the car's power. It has to have a visual sight, and it'd be at least pick up at least two satellites, GPS satellites, or it can't track you.
Or if you have a cell phone, they could actually track you and triangulate. I mean, this goes back to World War II, for God's sakes, for radio signals. All you had to do was pick up the signal from two different receivers and triangulate, and you could pinpoint where that signal was coming from.
You don't even need to do that. With a cell phone and the right software, that thing, you can stick it in a car, and as long as it can talk to a tower, it'll pick up and tell the cell tower where you are, and you have tracking software. People use that for their kids to try to find out, hey, where you been?
Right.
I was at the movies. So it's a lot of this is, it's theater. It's theater. That's all it is.
Well,
that was a long time ago.
If you have a cell phone in your possession and you turn it off, can they still find that cell phone?
From what I understand, they can still power your phones on remotely, and they can still track them. So if you want to, be totally anonymous, you either got to put it in a static bag, a metal foil bag, or just the best thing is to take the battery out.
What about pulling the SIM card out of it?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What about pulling the little card out of it?
Well, that's the memory, the phone, the SIM card.
Well, wait a minute. Is it just the memory we're talking about here in that little chip thing that is removable from one phone to the next?
There's an SD card in a lot of phones that you store your pictures and stuff on. There's another card called a SIM card.
Yeah.
And that's the identity of the phone that, you know, that tells Verizon or Singular or whoever, you know, who you are, what your number is, and I'm trying to think, it's an IMS something like that.
All right.
It's not something I've done in a long time, so.
All right. Well, Tom, I'm going to break here. I thank you for your call, Mr. Anonymous.
Okay. Have fun. <All right. laughs> And remember, we're watching.
Uh-huh, yeah. Let me smile. Let me smile for the camera.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All righty, we're back. Art, you're up next. Hello, Art.
Hey, John, how's it going, man? Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Good.
I wanted to share an experience I had the other day. I was in Thompson, Georgia, and the National Guard was sitting outside of, you know, sitting in the parking lot of the tractor supply company, and I just felt the urge to stop and check out the tank they had sitting there and all the hardware they had sitting at. So I asked him, I said, so what's up with you guys today? What are you doing out here? Oh, we're just We're just out here meeting the public and, you know, just talking to folks and telling them what we do and showing them what we do and da-da-da-da-da. So I got talking to this one first sergeant, I guess, is three up, one down. I can't remember. I think that's like first sergeant or sergeant first class or something like that. And then we got to talking to him, young fella, he's probably 26, 27 years old. And we got to talking about the Constitution and things like that. And he knows that Constitution real well. And he agreed with me on a lot of what I was saying. But suddenly, Sergeant Major walked over and asked the two of us if we'd step over to the side there. And he actually walked with us and ushered us over to the other side of a big old deuce and a half. So we're out of sight of everybody and out of range where nobody could hear. And I asked what the problem was. He says, well, don't want you scaring the people. And I said, how is talking about the Constitution and the responsibilities of the federal government versus the state versus the people and talking about the history of our nation, how is that going to scare people? Well, we just don't talk about those things in public.
What, the Constitution?
Yeah.
You didn't get this guy's name, did you?
No, I wished I'd have thought about getting his name, but man, I'll tell you what, I have never in my life would I have thought that someone with the National Guard would be ashamed to talk about the Constitution. I was stunned. We don't talk about these things in front of the public because we don't want to scare them. Holy cracker, Jack. I mean, me, Don? I don't know, man. I really don't.
Well, it's kind of funny seeing how they swore to protect and defend, and they don't want said thing that they swore on to be talked about in public because it might scare people. What scares me is these joy boys showing up with their equipment, just doing a howdy-do, and here's some of our play toys we play with. I don't want to see a tank. I don't want to see.
Oh, they were right there in the tractor. You're familiar with Tractor Supply? They got them in Texas.
Yeah.
But they were sitting right there in the parking lot. Had a tank sitting there and a couple of their big old Humvees and a big deuce and a half and a big old crane truck and. I mean, but no, don't want to talk about it.
You know what we call that? The civilian supply depot when it becomes necessary.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
All right. Hey, appreciate your call.
Yep.
Yeah. Constitution. You know, Steve, I keep saying this, that we can level a lot of these arguments about the Second Amendment, what Democrats and Republicans are doing. They can put this argument down just by let's all whip out a copy, and it's not going to take long to read it. A sixth grader can do it pretty quickly. But this is the one subject that they don't want to talk about. Now our National Guard doesn't want to talk about it because if the public hears the Guard talking about the Constitution, it's going to scare them. Well, welcome to our new democracy, folks. Welcome to the New Deal. Top of the hour break here. Steve Elkins down in God's waiting room on that big sandbar. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.